Is there anything called Shinry?
Now that's what we call Shinry down in that country.
You're getting down her neighborhood now.
I wondered how far the Shinry country came here.
Well, there's somewhere between here and down there. Carol always calls it Shinry and I call it Brush. But I think it's all the same.
let's see. We said you wouldn't eat toadstools because they're what?
Well, they're poisonous, I guess. I never tried them.
What are the most popular smokes here that men smoke?
Pipe? Pipe, cigars, cigarettes would be.
And or someone does you a favor, you say you're what to them?
Or you're obliged to.
Now, what did you do today?
I worked in the field this afternoon.
And if you decide you're not going to do something or somebody tries to push you into it, finally, you might give up and say it's no use because I made up my mind and I'm
gonna work today or
something. If he says, "Will you do it?" you say no.
Will I finally give in to it?
No, you don't give in. You wanted to know you're not going to.
Oh, well, I just tell him we're gonna do something else, or if I have anything else to do.
If not, I'll make something up. Do you have owls around here?
There's a few.
What kinds?
Hoot owls, I think.
These are the big ones or the little ones?
Well, it's a pretty big one. They make an awful racket at night, I know. And occasionally there's a horned owl, but not very many of them.
These are the little ones?
They're not as big as hoot owls.
Do you have that one here that makes the weird noise that sounds as though somebody's in pain or something?
Call them a screech owl.
Yeah. Do you have that bird that hammers holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers!
What kind do you have? Any special kinds?
Red-headed one, mainly.
And the animal with the stripes down his back and the terrible smell?
Skunk.
What do you call, do you have animals around here that live in trees and gather nuts and acorns and things like that?
Squirrel.
Any special kinds?
Oh, they're red squirrel, I believe.
How about that little animal that lives on the ground, maybe around the rocks with stripes on his back?
Ground squirrels.
Is this the same as a chipmunk?
The ones we have are different than the chipmunks in the mountain areas, anyway.
I still got a scar from catching a chipmunk. It wouldn't bother me if I hadn't let him go. But I let him go, he ran about 3 feet, I guess. Then he stopped and he thought. He turned around, he ran back, and he bit me on a finger. And he took off. Do you have that lizard around here that has horns on his head?
Horny toad?
Uh-huh.
Hurricane.
And the animal that you'll find around the water, the one that makes the deep croak?
Frog?
Uh-huh. Are these the little ones or the great big ones?
Well, we have both kinds. The small brown spotted ones and then the large green ones.
Uh-huh. Any special term for those great big ones that you can...
We call them bullfrogs.
Uh-huh. Do you have any around here that live in trees? And they,
a little tiny one. Yeah. We call them tree frogs.
Mm.
Well, that's those little tiny ones that we see around the edge of the pond.
Oh, those are tree frogs.
They crawl up in trees.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.